Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome along to the Mac and Football Show, the podcast that in popular demand. I have a couple of things I wanted to discuss today, and obviously I have woke up just a little bit late, and it is 6:34 here in Alice Springs, so it does mean we are currently solo. We're waiting for some of our good Mac and friends to join us on the Discord. So when people join, I will start conversations around extra things. But whilst we're waiting for that, say hello in the chat and start asking some questions. I am going to focus primarily the first couple of minutes on the kit. And I'm pretty sure we will cover the kit as well when the rest of the guys come in as well. The just joining adult age restriction for some reason. Wait, what? On this video. That's weird. Thank you for letting me know. Amula, welcome along as well. So let me very quickly. SAFC.com, go to the store. I'm not going to show the... Well, maybe I show the video so you'll see a bit more. No, we'll go to the shop. So, bear with me. I will change it to this view. Turn off the scores. And show you the live replay screen. There you go. So, this home kit. This brand new home kit. How do I describe this, like, without pissing people off? Moolah says, not keen on the home strip, to be honest. Me too. I'm going to rate this probably, like, just straight off the bat as a 6 out of 10 Sunderland kit. I know it's going to, like, potentially upset a couple of people and what have you. I do like there's an option in that you can have a short and a long sleeve. However, I just... There's something about messing with the layout, all of that. You have this delightful... I actually really like this part of it, by the way. Connecting the city to the stadium. It shows that they're trying to, like, think about what your... like, what the club and what the shirt actually represents. Especially if you got to do that every year. It's never going to hit every single year. So, like, this collar side of it, I actually think is really, really a good one. It's very rare you get where the crossover on the collar actually looks nice, and this part of the shirt really, really does. But as you can also see in this nice, lovely this zoomed in image of it, the bridge links down each and every white stripe, to me, I think ruins it. I know it's such a subtle detail, because when you zoom out, you can't see it. If you see somebody in the Sunderland kit and they're a little bit far, it just looks like it's a little bit of like an off-white. It looks a little bit grey-scaled, that white stripe. But it's there, and it just doesn't feel right. Like you said, Mula, just a bit cramped down the middle as well. That's it. Six out of ten seems like a very, very fair rating. You've got, like you said, a lot of busy information down the middle. It's like Sunderland, Hummel, W, and then W88. I like that without the sponsor version, it looks a lot cleaner. But was it like four different things straight down the middle? Yeah, I think you're right. Let me just keep an eye on this as well. And like you said, for me, the new kit isn't the greatest thing I've seen in a while, and I'm kind of disappointed in that, because last season's kit was a solid 9.7 out of 10. I don't think there's very little things that you could see it needed improving on it. Maybe the size options and the sponsor, but beyond that, no, last season's kit was pretty much ideal. Now, I'm gonna defend this home kit just in one second. Paul, welcome along, mate. Welcome along.
Yeah, cheers, mate. God, that was awkward, that.
What happened?
Basically, I had to verify my age to actually join the voice chat, which is odd.
Yeah, it's very, very, very weird. I'm just going to grab my kit. Fucking weird. Here we have the Lambtons kit. See what the difference is between this current kit and the previous kit, what works. Yes, it's the remake one, but can you see it, Paul? I'm just showing you that. Right.
See, yeah, I can see it, mate.
We've had...
So I've got the YouTube chat on as well.
There you go. We've had red and white stripes and everything centered before. This, you have a bit of space between the top of the button-down collar and the badge. The badge on the new one is like here, like right next to your neck, and it's got a black background. I get it because it matches the collar, but this doesn't have an additional background, and there's no corporate sponsor. There's like no ASICs, there's no thing. I think there was on the original, but not obviously the remake. And then the Lambtons is center of the belly. Everything on this new kit is like 5 foot up, and it just feels like you're trying to get your logo, your sponsor, into any selfie that's taken with it. Whereas that feels more natural. And yeah, like I said, this kit for me is not terrible. It's not bad. It's not like disgusting or anything like that. It's just, it's a downstep from where we were last year. And it was always going to be a downstep from last year. So personally, I think this kit, in the grand scheme of things, will be heavily determined by how well we play in it. The nostalgia for it will go up massively if we play well. If we beat Liverpool, or if we beat Man City and stuff like that, it's not going to be a kit that resonates unless there's good memories in it. That's where I think anywhere between a 4 to 7 kind of kit would sit down there. What do you reckon, Paul?
To be honest, I actually like the kit.
What's your rating of the kit then?
I'm not sure, but I do actually like it. You know, I am pleased that they've connected it with the city as well.
Yeah, like you said, like I do get there's a lot of smart design in it, mate, but it's just, for me, I just think they've, like, as going from that first Hummel kit to this does seem natural. Like, it does seem like they actually give a crap when they're doing the designs. That I really like. I just think they did such a good job last season. This year was always going to be a downstep, but how much of a downstep? Now, is this the worst Sunderland kit ever? Absolutely. Absolutely. Not even close. You want to see the worst Sunderland kit ever? Bear with me 1 second and I'll just load up the image. But if you don't know what it is, I don't know what you've been living under, but what's your worst ever Sunderland kit, Paul, while I'm loading this image up?
Oh, worst one for me, it's got to be the carrier bag one.
The what? How do you say it?
Well, the carrier bag one.
The carrier bag one. Yeah. You got it perfectly. It's 16, 17. No, it was 17, 18, wasn't it? 17, 18. Like, the funnier thing was with this kit, they actually did a really good promo for it. But yeah, I'm just going to F11 this for a second because I'm not going to give it any more time than it deserves. But this is by far the worst Sunderland kit I have ever come across. Too many stripes, bright yellow logo in the middle. Adidas, you had an absolute stinker. The sleeve and the collar don't mix. The collar just seems as slapped on. And considering it's Adidas as the free stripe brand, where is it? Like, I know it's on the collar. I know physically it's on the collar. You can see the free stripes there. But the rest of the stripes are that thin. It just doesn't... You can't even see where that's supposed to be. So, yeah. Welcome, Jacob, by the way.
Hiya.
Welcome along. I thought I was going to have a really good long time by myself on this one, so I'm happy I've got actual people to talk to. Right, what's your thoughts on the kit, Jacob?
Well, I ordered it today, and I don't think it's as bad as what... I don't think it's as what...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
As bad as what the leaked photos were, you know them leaked photos that we got? Now looking at it, I don't mind it, to be fair.
Yeah. I think those leaked photos have hindered its overall appeal. It definitely have. Like I said, I don't know if you were here for that, but I'll reiterate it just for anybody who's joined. It is one of those kits where it will be, like, long-term, like, say, in 5, 10, 20 years' time, it will be purely based on how good those memories were with it. And we have mentioned it with that 17-18 carrier bag kit. The memories associated with that kit are not good at all. So it does kind of compound. If you have a bad kit and a bad season, it does just completely make it wackadoodle. So if we manage to have season like we did when we had this bad boy out originally, right? Still a beautiful kit. Cool and creamy, man. Biggest sponsors. When we had that Lanterns kit, if we have a top seven finish, then we're basically going to say this is probably one of the best kits going. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to catch up on the chat and then get you back in the conversation. Millie says, the mags will steer. The shadow of the footbridge is too representative of us sliding down the ladder. Well, they're using the word ladder for a league table if they do that. So, yeah, that's all of the plastic American mags saying that, probably. And Anthony, welcome along, mate. The only problem I have is the black outline on the badge. It would look so much better if it was white. I agree. I don't know if the black trimming makes sense as well. There you go. I never liked the pinstripe one with Ali McCoy's played. What year was that? Ali McCoy's Sunderland. Wait. I think it's before my time. Does anybody know when Ali McCoy's played for Sunderland?
No, definitely before my time.
Oh, yeah, it was well before my time. 1981 to 1983. He played for us 56 times and scored 8 goals. I didn't even know he played for us. I just thought he hated us.
Was he manager at Villa at one point? I swear he was manager at Aston Villa.
No, he's only ever managed Rangers. I can't remember him. I can't remember his... Obviously, I wasn't alive, but I mean, I can't remember him having a reputation with our fans growing up either. Oh, that one! Oh, it's like a solid white with like a couple of red trims on it. Yeah, okay. I get it. That's bad. Right, anyways, right, should we move on from the kit talk? Are you all kit talked out?
To be honest, for me, it'd be best actually when I see it in person as well.
Do you think it's one of those creeper ones? Because we're not kit talked out then. we've got that, what do you call it? Last season, obviously, you had the free... probably best kits going. You've got the home kit, the away kit, and then the third kit, what I class as the Weatherspoons plate kit. Do you think our home kit is that this season? Home's perfect, second, the away is like banging, and then the third one's just like, oh, really? Getting the same way around.
I don't know really, because you never know what what David's been doing, do you?
No, and do you think it is a little bit down to just purely marketing and stuff like that then? Trying to get as much cash out of us as possible.
I don't know really.
Obviously, it's part of his job. It's part of our job. I hope our third kit is the Black League one. It looks amazing with the gold. Oh yeah, I 100% agree. I do buy a kit every single season. Last year, I bought 3 different kits. I bought the home kit, the away kit, and the Pride kit. So I just thought they were elite. If we are looking at this season, I know Jacob's got a couple already, so you can shout those out in a second, mate. But I'm only going to be buying just the one because I've got to ship it all the way to Australia and what have you. But I think so far, it's the black, pink, and blue keeper kit. I really rate that kit. So this third kit is probably if it's anything similar to that, we're probably going to get that. But it's sold out. There's no stock of it at all. So what are you supposed to do when they just release 10 of them and don't allow you for pre-orders? It would just make so much more sense if we were allowed to log in, say, here's your kit releases, and pre-order it. Like, that would be so much more simpler. And
to be honest, I would get even more ones. You know, if these are popular, which they are, the club that they'll ask for more.
I think they can make more on based on the demand. But if you look at last season's Keeper Kit versus this season's, the sales numbers are going to be absolutely phenomenally just out there. I think this is using last year's kit sales numbers as a guide to what you're going to get this year is never really going to work, especially with the designs. The design has to hit. And I think this one, if you literally, I'm going to go through the Twitter now very, very quickly on a post that Sunland did, I think, about an hour and a half ago. And it was, put your, was it the kit, rate your kit with one word. Was it them or was it somebody else?
It's probably our club, I think. That is it.
Rate the kit in one word. And then somebody put on an absolute essay, but I can't find it. But the comments were class, amazing. Terrible, horrific. I like it. It's obviously, that's more than one word, but that was what I read. And it's just very, very mixed. Whereas last season, I can't recall anybody saying they didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm just looking for that post now. Yeah, the clubs took it down.
The clubs took it down? Have they actually?
Yeah, well, I could put it with Joel.
Because they didn't get 100% positive ratings. That's funny.
Well, I bet actually the club's actually wearing that top tomorrow, actually, against Hearts.
And that's what I thought they would be doing because of, obviously, we've played, four pre-season friendlies in the away kit now. That's had its initial, marketing run out. You've got a couple of players in it. Yeah. Muller's asked, why use two different badges on the home and away kit, though? What do you reckon that's for?
Do you not think people has actually requested?
Well, if you look at most other clubs, though, they'll use one badge for everything for that season. And a good example of that is probably Swansea, because they've changed their badge a couple of times, but sometimes they have the full badge, and then sometimes it's just the swan, and then they do the rebrand. So, all of them are still their active trademarks or whatever you call it, but having one of each, so you've got the... Also, this... this is so squished on the Reg Vardy, by the way. But I don't know why, but embroidering this badge with Nike was awful. But I think it's just more brand recognition. I think they're trying to, as a marketing side of it, you said, David, is he head of marketing or is he head of retail?
Well, David Bruce.
Yes, the American dude.
He's not American. I wish he...
Wait, what?
Yeah. Bruce is not American.
Who am I thinking of? The guy came in last year, set up the Hummel deal.
Yeah, that's David Bruce, but he's
not American.
What? Really?
Yeah, he's from Sunderland, David Bruce.
I need to see this, like, because I'm pretty sure. Did he work in America then?
You'd be on about one of his former jobs he had.
No. I'm not talking about David Bruce. It's literally David Mitchell. Is that right?
Never.
No, that's not him. That's not him. He's just somebody who works for the club. Sorry, mate, but shout out to you. where is it?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bruce is the one that's... Well, David Bruce basically took over Chris Davis. Chris Davis...
Yeah. No, yeah,
David Bruce is basically the one that's given us the new club shop and all that. Well, it's actually him that's actually brought the club back into the city centre as well.
Okay. I am just trying to find this guy's name. Somebody will know. Alex Slater. No. He worked for Fanatics. Obviously, we've set up the Fanatics relationship after he came in, but I remember them making a big deal. We've got this big brand, American come into the club and do marketing research. It's David Bruce. Yeah, you're right. He's American, mate.
Yeah, he actually moved over to the city of Sunderland.
Yeah, he lives in Sunderland, but he's from America. You literally look at his LinkedIn, University of Oregon Linguist College of Business. He was in the MLS for 12 years. Yeah, it is David Bruce. He's bloody American. You made me really confused there.
David. David Bruce the last time actually for the launch of HomeKit.
And did you not tell when he was saying hey howdy Paul, like he wasn't American then?
He wasn't talking like that. No. David Bruce
Pitt, you're a reet lad. He's a marketer.
No, David Bruce basically said that the new club shop is actually for the supporters.
It did make more sense, like, and I think he's got that nouse about him. If you come to the Stadium of Light, like, completely, let's say you're fresh off the plane from anywhere in the world, you're not actually from Sunderland, and you're looking to, like, build up that big, more, that global brand, which most Premier League teams are doing. So it's just the way football is. If you're coming off the plane and you're trying to attract more fans, you need to have something that naturally draws them in. Where the old club shop was, you had one on the side of the stadium right next to the big gates, which for photograph-wise made sense. You take a photo of the gates, you walk into the shop. That made a little bit of sense. But when you come into the stadium, you've obviously got to go past the giant lantern and the Black Cat's house. And that's like a separate little entity with a huge car park. it makes sense to logistically. That's like the club shop, and then you've got the stadium. You can use the rest of the stadium for whatever you want then. So it's just, for me, it makes sense that they have moved that to the Black Cat's house.
Actually, what David Bruce has even done with the club shop, because, like, say, you went to the club shop on a match day and you don't know what the team is, on the window of the club shop, it will actually bring up the team.
That, and again, classy little bit of the tool. I've seen that when I've been to FC Copenhagen, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Ajax. When I've been to games around the world, it is a quite common thing to do, like mannequins with the shirts of the players that are going to be playing that day. Because, well, it's just swap a shirt, really. So, I like it. It's a classy touch. It just, it does completely change the dynamic of what that building was to the match day experience. Because, obviously, there's not many you can like compare like before and after. Obviously, you can do Roker Park versus the Stadium alike, but you've had 20 years of just walking straight past that unless you needed to pick up a ticket. It just seemed like a pointless side building. That's it. Here's a question then, and it's going to go to Jacob. You've been to the games, right, since we've moved the store. How does it feel from a fan that isn't from, or isn't living in the city, shall I say, to that pre-match, post-match experience with the city itself?
I think it's a good move, you know. It shows that, well, marketing-wise, they understand the area. And if you're doing that at a club, like understanding the city, you know, doing that, gonna have a good reputation among the fans, and previously we hadn't really had that. So I think club, not just on the pitch, but you know, it's just going in the right direction.
Yeah, and also I'll add to that, because I think Paul has done a couple of. Have you been to the fan zone a couple of times, mate?
Yeah, I've been to. The fans museum, but yeah, I've been to the fan zone.
No, not the museum itself. So the fan zone is basically an idea that before each game, there's a dedicated area for fans to meet up, and just like there's like kids games and little party things that go on the side, just to like make it a bit more of a family friendly experience. That has been shifted. Oh, that was. Do you know where the Stoke statue is? If you keep following the stadium around, it's on that corner before you get to the gates. That's where the fan zone has always been. With moving that, and it just felt like it was in the corner towards the river, away from anybody who's just passing by. I think where they've moved the club shop, they'll also put like a fan zone there eventually, because that's naturally where most people going to the stadium, apart from those coming from Southwick, will like naturally pass, and even those that are coming from Southwick might actually go past to go to the Wee Chief or to McDonald's or whatever. Like you said, Paul, like you said, Jacob, it is understanding the area and understanding how like just not just hiding things in the corner will improve how it feels before you go into the game. Just ramp up that atmosphere. So,
what's the old club now?
Well, they've done with the current fan zone law, and they've because the club's actually joined up with the Foundation of Light.
Right.
They've actually put the fan zone actually in the beacon. It's in there on match days where, you know, like supporters from different clubs, Sunderland fans, and all that actually get together. They can actually go in the fan zone, in the beacon of light before the matches.
There you go. You basically explain why it's a good thing. I like that. What got us to that original topic you're talking about, like the layout of the stadium, David Bruce?
Yeah, that's where David Bruce is posed. And to answer your question there, Jacob, the current old club store is now a pub.
I think I do remember it now. Because I was thinking, what they're going to do with old club shop, what could they turn it into, you know? And now that turned it into that is a fairly smart move, to be fair.
Is it the Quinn's Bar, or is it, what's the name of the pub?
I think it's something to do with, I think it's like the Thatcher's Bar, I think it is.
Oh yeah, okay. I know Quinn's Bar was already a thing, but anyways.
I think where the old club shop is, or was, I think fans can watch the game, the match from there, but I think you have to have some sort of membership or something.
Hey, we're Sunderland for life, mate. All I need to do is take a drop of blood and see it bleeds. Sunderland! That was courage as fuck. But there you go. Yes, apparently, you're right as well. Moolah says, David Bruce was raised in Seaburn and went to Monk William Howe College. So he is a Macam. But he moved to America and he got his career from American, the MLS. So, yes, we're both right.
Wonder what Americans thought of his accent. It's Americans like people from England. I wonder what they thought of his northeast accent. I bet they thought, oh, that's an interesting accent you got there.
Probably, mate. I think it'll be very
simple. Way in America, Americans will be like, what are you saying?
Yeah. I don't know if they understand half of our the Macam slang, like, at all. But, yeah, who cares, like? No, it'll be the...
They'll understand git on as well. I'm going to say that in something. Git on, like that.
Git on, yeah, well, sausage.
Git on, you Raju. Git on, you fucking Raju.
I wonder what the autocorrect's going to be doing for that. But, I think you're right a little bit, like... It's relatively, I think it's a lot more muted in Australia where I'm at now. But there is that. Clearly you're British, but are you? Where are you from? I can't work it out. It's like I'm from Northeast England. So is that like Nottingham? No, it's not Nottingham. It's a lot. It's like 200 miles north. But yes, I don't think. Other than, I don't think the Northeast is well represented internationally. So yeah, it's a hard accent if you've never heard it before to pick up on it, which is fine. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, cool. Right, Kit Talk is done. I'm officially done with Kit Talk.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, last point. I don't like the Keeper Kit. The green Keeper Kit is awful. Now, I know there's Andrew, David, Crouchy, and Alan in the WhatsApp that do actually like this green this all green Sunderland home keeper kit, but for me, I think it just looks like a public toilet from like the 60s. It's not for me. It's not for me at all. But that's the belly of the beast. You're going to have some hits, you're going to have some misses, but the home side collection isn't great. Any final thoughts, Paul or Jacob, on the kits?
Not from me, no. But I do want to know, when do you think the third away kit's coming out?
Do we play any red and white teams left in this pre-season era? So it'll usually be when we're playing somebody else who's red and white and away from home. Highly likely, just before the trip to Germany. But
Augsburg.
I don't know when that trip is. I'm too tired to remember. 9th of August, so it'll be the Wednesday or Thursday. It'll be the Thursday before the 9th, so the 7th, I think. It'll be the 7th of August. If I'm a betting man, it'll be that then. 7-8.
7?
Yeah, it's going to be hard because I'm at the stadium next week as well, next Saturday.
We have a game tonight, don't we? I say, for me, it's tonight. For me, it's tonight. It's 9:45 on Saturday here, this Hearts game. So
yeah, because we have two games this week, both coming up, and we're at the stadium of flight next weekend.
Yeah, buddy! All right, I'm going to ask you a question just around the games that we've played so far then. I'm not going to class the Gateshead game as like a proper first team friendly because the club don't. I know it sounds a bit weird, and sorry, Paul, I know you were there, so you have seen some players that we haven't. How would you rate our three official pre-season friendlies so far? The 4-0 win against Shields, the 1-1 draw against Seville, and the 1-0 defeat to Sporting.
I mean, overall, it's not been bad, has it? There's no worrying signs. It's just about fitness and rotation. Mm. And so far, I think the new signings have looked decent, looked pretty good in pre-season. So far, if I give it a rating, I'd probably give it a 7.
Okay. Right. I wasn't going to go for the ratings, but I like that idea, mate. So, Paul, do you want to add to that, mate?
Yeah. I would say the same as Jacob. Me and Michael actually did watch the South Shields game. We were in Streetboro actually watching that.
Mm.
I thought we played all right against Shields. Fair enough, I saw some of the team against Gateshead. But, Regis has already confirmed the team that played against Gateshead is not part of the first team. So they're off.
Yeah, is there any surprises in that? Is there any surprises in that Gateshead lineup that you see it or is ready to go? Because for me, there is what I don't think Hamia is given the right opportunity. I do actually rate him a bit.
Go on loan though. I think Hamia Samedo, I think he should go on loan to a League One club, and then the following season we can sell him permanently. Because then we get money for him that way. If we just sold him now, we wouldn't get any money. Whereas if we let him out on loan and then sold him the following season...
I think looking at the mirror at the minute, I think we'll sell him completely.
Possibly.
Bushing, I think Bushing will go. But to be honest, looking at Gateshead, there's two players I'm really surprised that did not feature. And that was Pembele. Was nowhere near that squad.
Yeah.
And Perry Ekwa as well.
So...
Ekwa's pretty on his way out now.
I'm pretty sure...
According to Phil Smith, Perry Ekwa has been sold.
Yeah. I think Ekwa has gone to St. Etienne on a permanent, so... pardon me. I think you're right. Doesn't surprise me too much that he isn't featured in the squad, because to be fair, his entire last season wasn't with us. It was out on loan. So I always find
the club he's gone to, it's been reported that he's actually refused to actually turn up for training.
Okay, so he's gone to a new club. Has that deal been completed yet? Are you sure? Because that sounds really bizarre. If he's going out for a scoping session or a fitness session, I'm joining you and then doesn't bother turning up. It seems a bit bizarre. That kind of character doesn't seem to be him at all. So I don't know if that's just a bit of a false rumor or something like that, but just that feels wrong.
Yeah, I think at the moment, I know he has gone there, because I was talking to Phil Smith about it from the Echo. He said he's gone there.
Yeah.
We're just waiting up to really confirm it.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I think there's other players I'd sell. He's Matete as well, Abdullah Bar, Russian, Hamia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Alexic can go on loan. You know, Milan Alexic. Don't sell him, but he can go on loan.
I can see. I'm just going to quickly call out, by the way, the chat before I go into it. Anthony says, the first 45 minutes in each of the games have been pretty good. I 100% agree with that. Very impressed with the performances, Muller says, and some of the fringe players and the academy lads did pretty well. That's where we're at. And he also adds about Saint-Étienne were offloading Ecuador to another unnamed club at the moment. So that might be why he signed for a new club and they've already sold him. However, what were we saying? Jesus Christ. My head's going all over the place. The Saint-Étienne, the Ecuador, the Alexic for me, is one of those players where I think he will be retained by our first team as a second, maybe third choice rotation player, because in those preseason games so far, he hasn't looked bad at all. I wouldn't say he's like first team Premier League quality, but he's definitely around there. You can see it, or I can see it. So do you think he's going to get loaned out, Jacob, in that?
What?
Alexic, yeah, because you said Alexic, you can see leaving, but I think they're going to keep him. Maybe out on loan.
That's what I mean, a loan. I'd put him out on loan.
With a recall clause in whenever they need him, maybe. That makes a lot more sense.
Russian can go. I think we should tell Russian to... Well, he was already at a club split, you know, Croatian team. I think go there permanently, maybe.
Yeah.
Matete was on Bolton, so I think we could... Well, unless any other clubs want him, maybe Bolton could be a good move for him. Along with for me, I think like somewhere like Bolton or top half League One club, you know.
Yeah, okay. Is there any players that you think absolutely you're so terrible, why are you still at the club? From those three pre-season games so far?
Not at the minute. I mean, Lahadji, do you think we'll sell him?
Isaac Lahadji?
He's Premier League ready. Yeah, I'm not saying he's terrible, but I'm just saying, do you think he should be sold? Or at least put out on loan?
Yeah, probably. Paul's seen him, hasn't he? He was at the Gateshead game, so he's already on that provisional... We're putting you on the market, but we're not putting you officially on the market, kind of thing. Yeah. Go on, Paul.
I actually think we're letting him go, to be honest.
Okay.
Michael would probably say the same as well. Like, but I know he's on his stream at the moment, but. I think we let him go.
Permanently, Paul.
Yeah, I think we will, Jacob. Another one I would let go straight away is Pervada as well.
Okay. I'm going to quickly load up the first team squad on the website then and just go through everybody I'd happily get rid of. I know we kind of did it off stream. I say it, we did it. It was me, Paul, and Bowers did this off stream. And we had different. We had a lot of different opinions on that as well. So I'm just going to quickly load up the first, the literal first team squad, pop it onto this this here, onto this screen here, and I will go through the players. Let's just say, officially recorded. Now we've seen them a couple of times. Also, I hate this keeper kit as well. It's very Third Reich. So let me just do that. So first team goalkeepers we have here. Anthony Patterson, we're keeping. I don't think there's any two ways about that. So I'll just move myself a little bit that way.
On Pattle, he is a doubt for tomorrow.
Yeah, so I think he's just having a holiday. That's fine. That's fine by me. Awesome-o says...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Throughout the Croatian team, one term, he didn't score a single goal while on loan there. Rushin. We'll go through it and we'll get through the full squad now. Do you want me to go through them and you want to shout up if you disagree with any of them, or do you want me to just ask your opinion on every player? Because I'm conscious there's a lot of players here, mate.
Yeah, there's loads. I have got the list up as well.
Yeah, so Matt Young is I think he's on the under 18 squad, isn't he?
Yeah,
Salford.
He got loaned out back to Salford.
I'm just making sure he's not loaned out at De La Sheesh. Right, he's not on that list at all. So that's interesting. Yeah,
it's because Matty Young's actually just got... Well, he went back out on loan back to Salford.
Yeah, he came in, had 45 minutes and went... No, it wasn't in 45 minutes, it was like 20 minutes, wasn't it? And he went back out. Okay, I'm going to say Blondie we offload. He didn't really shine a great light against Sporting. I think he's got to go. Simon Moore, I think, is a really good potential backup keeper. I think Pato, because of obviously how much trust we've put in him and investment in him, I think it's going to be Pato's. If we're only keeping one of these three keepers, it's going to be Anthony Patterson. But if Anthony Patterson does get sold for a decent amount of money, which if a Championship team or a let's say a French league team or something like that want to go in for him for, say, 8 million, then I can see that happening. But yes, I think it's basically not like the game Snog, Marry, Avoid. It's a keep, loan, sell. I think it's keep Pato, loan more, sell Nweku.
I think we'll bring another goalkeeper.
I think we need to, mate. I think you're right.
Well, Regis does want another goalkeeper.
The battery on my mouse has died, so I've just got to work out how to do this for scrolling. Let's see if I can turn it off and turn it on again. So you just don't disagree with my mini synopsis on those players?
I agree. Blondie, I've seen quite well. I know I said the other day I haven't seen him much, but I actually think Blondie might stay, not just for the first team, but I think he might stay for the under-21s, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go into the banks of players then. So defenders now. Niall Huggins, Dennis Sergin, Dan Ballard and Timothy Pembelier. It's going to be loan out, keep, sell for me. So loan out Huggins, keep Sergin, keep Ballard, sell Pembelier. You are allowed to disagree, and I'd actively encourage it if you want to, but like I said, if you said not disagreeing, that tells me I'm making a little bit of sense. And
to be honest, I would probably keep Huggins at the minute because, well, Sergin is out of contract, well, not yet anyway, but he is in the next summer.
Yeah,
but we've already got a new left back.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying loan him out. It gives him time to develop. He's not going to be first team football every week this time round, which is sad. But Mueller's disagreeing as well and agreeing with you, Paul. Keith Huggins needs right back left cover. You get rid of Pembele?
Yeah, I would.
So you agreeing then? sell. Okay, and I think it makes logical sense. You're jumping the gun now, mate. We're jumping the gun. Yeah. Next line is Luke 09, Jensen Seal, Nectarius Triantis, and Trey Hume. This is going to be a very rare occasion where I'm going to say keep all. And Luke 09, because obviously he's Mr. Sunderland, he is going to be very, very risky with VAR there, but maybe he can step that into his game. Jensen Seal, I think, is still he hasn't come in and been a reckoning force for that centre back position, but I can see him being really, really good. Just it's not hitting yet. Triantis, I think, is most likely to leave out of those four because obviously the Hibs, the loan. It makes sense, but I don't know if he's an actual defender anymore. And then,
hello.
And then Hume. There you go, Hume. Alan, hello.
I didn't know you were doing it tonight, mate.
Yeah, it's a Friday night. Friday then.
Yeah, but you normally put it in the chat.
I did.
Did you?
I just didn't. I didn't put the chaser on because I woke up like 3 minutes before. That's so good.
How long have you been on for?
Like half an hour. Oh no, 52 minutes. 52 minutes.
All right, what have I missed?
Jacob, what would you describe what we've discussed so far?
The kit, the new home kit, and more or less about transfers, like players we should keep and sell.
There you go. So if anybody's watching, fast forward to the 52nd minute mark and you've caught yourself up just like that. I'm going through on stream every single player that we've currently got and just basically doing like a keep loan out or sell. And we're just in the second line of defenders. And I'm saying keep Luke 09, Jensen Sealed, Nectarius Triantis and Trey Hume. And I'm just trying to justify keeping Triantis more as a middle of the park backup than a defender. But if he's a defender, yeah, loan him out.
To be honest, I think majority of them I would like to think some of them are going to get offloaded. When do they go with the final numbers for the squad? What date is
I think it's 48 hours before the first game is played. So, I don't know. It's like mid-August, basically.
I'd like to think he's had that conversation with them now, because do you know what I mean? You don't want to be waiting until then, because they need to be on the market. And I know you said few can go, but.
Mm.
You know, as far as defenders go, I still think we need someone in. And I've said, Metham or the likes of him, you know what I mean? In and around his, he's playing the Premier League, so he's a Premier League quality player.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's so, big. You know what I mean? So
yeah. So just a little bit of a catch up on how I'm going through these. I'm going through a bank of four, and I'm saying what I would do. And if you disagree with any of them, just chirp in with those statements. So the next bank of four for the defenders. I'll do the bank of five because there's he's brand new. The new defender's officially on there. Reinaldo Mondava will definitely keep him. So the bank of four is Leo Kjelder, Zach Johnson, Adji Olise, and Joe Anderson. And I would say loan out Kjelder, sell. So
who was go through them again?
Sure. Leo Kjelder, keep but send out on loan. Zach Johnson, sell. Adji Olise, sell. And Joe Anderson, sell.
Well, I'll let Paul and Jake come before me.
Oh, Leo, I would loan. Zach Johnson, I would keep.
Okay.
Olise, sell. Anderson, sell.
So other than Zach Johnson, you agree. Why? What makes you think about Zach as a first-team fullback?
It could be, I don't know, but like I say, we've got injuries, you know, then, you know, he'd be on the bench, but most of the time he'd be for the academy as well.
Okay. I don't know if I would list him as a first team player, though. That's the kind of thing. If he's for the academy, put him in the unders, but if he's over that age of bracket, you've got to get him. He can't be using the squad number on Zach if he's not going to ever feature in the squad. It doesn't make sense. I wonder who our next player we're going to go for. Hag gets his own way and doesn't let Xhaka go. Actually, I don't know, but welcome along, mate. Do you agree, Jacob, with those back four? We're basically getting rid of everybody but keeping Leo on a can return if need be.
Did you say getting rid of Olise then?
Yeah.
Getting rid of Olise.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he was in the academies for West Ham, but yeah, maybe
I think
we do need a. We probably need a bit of a reboot, don't we, with some certain parts of the squad.
I think now that we're Premier League, we can't be sticking with somebody that is injury prone, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, I do think he is talented. I think he's a strong centre back, but he's a glass slipper at the back, which means people are just going to run past him very, very quickly. So, Alan, what do you think, mate? Kjelder, Johnson, Olise, Anderson.
Well, the two sort of 21 boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd look for loaning out. You know, how old are they? What's the age?
I don't know how old Zach Johnson is, but he's definitely like under 23.
You know, them two, I'd be like looking to push them out on loan. A bit like Young, who's gone to Salford. But I'm not yelled at.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Man, you know that.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I'd get someone came for a bid for him, which I don't think they are. I would, and
yeah,
I'd push him out on loan if we can do that. At least here, yeah, I still rate him, mate. I just feel like hasn't had a good run. Obviously, you said he's injury prone, but I think he's got good quality.
Yeah, but we can't. I don't know if we can be holding on to a squad number for somebody who might come through when he's fully fit. He's been out, what, out of his contract so far, he's been out like 90% of it.
Yeah, yes. but at the times I've watched him, I think he's comfortable on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll stick with that. I'll see you. Sell Yelder, push your 221s out on loan. I'd like to give Alicia a chance. I think he has definitely got the quality, but like you said, like he's made a straw, hasn't he? You know, so.
Yeah, that's it. Zach, Anthony, thank you. It says Zach is 20. Zach is 20. So yeah, he's an academy player. Get him out of the first team men's squad and put him in the academy. I mean, it might be doing that for marketing. Right, we're on to midfielders. They're sorted out by numerical order. So we have Dan Neil, Alan Brown, Patrick Roberts, and Chris Rigg. And I'd say keep, sell, sell, keep. Keep Dan Neil, sell Alan and Roberts, and keep Chris Rigg. I wouldn't even bother loaning out Roberts or Brown. I think they've... Sadly, I think their purpose has been achieved.
Okay, well, I'll say I agree with you on the most part. I think Brown and Roberts. I don't like hate on Roberts too much because I still think he is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I watched. He looks disappointed that new players are coming in. He must have knew that was going to happen. We didn't see the new players buzzing around the place, and some of them are wingers. But you know, he's been around the block. He should understand the way it works. Brown, he came on the other day, and I was like, he's so far off the pace. He's like, again, he's probably a really good championship player, but you know, I don't think he's how old's Brown? He must be knocking on 30 or over 30 now.
I think he's 31, 32. I'll just Google it.
See, you know what I mean? It's like, right, you've got here, you know, you spent all your life grinding, now you've got to step up another level, and I just don't think you could do it at that age. I watched Diarra, like, I just give an example, Diarra on the ball, like, in the first half of them games, he looked, you know, in control, first of the ball, deft touch, you know, and you could see there's a difference in, like, you know, in the player. As well, I don't like, you know, people criticise Dan Neil, but I think he's still got the ability to learn because he's still relatively young. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I obviously keep Dan Neil, Robertson, Brown and go. And who was the one, sorry?
Rigg. Yeah, keep.
I think Rigg will be... I don't think he'll start like this season. I think he'll be on the bench. He's still, you know, he's still a babby, really. So, but you know, he's in and around players who are now at another level, and hopefully he learns from that. You know what I mean? And playing in the Premier League, you know, I think he will. So, yeah.
I think he's got the aptitude and the ability to definitely. But I don't think you're wrong there at all. It's Championship versus Premier League. The quality of the players that we're bringing in does bring the likes of Rigg up, and especially our younger lads. And I think that does kind of... It might sound ageist when I've told, which in retrospect wasn't the intention, but like Brown is 30. Anthony's confirmed, and Estia is on the cusp. But he's 30 years old, and he is, like Muller says, Brown's level is Championship. He is a quality Championship player. And I think I want him to play a couple of games in the Premier League because he has deserved it. He just, like, from his career perspective, he has earned that. Could you imagine just being with Preston, proving yourself as a quality Championship player, going to a club, getting yourself promoted, and then they go, like, yeah, cheers, off you fork. Like, I think he has earned it from a professional standpoint. It's just...
I think, Yeah, I think 15, 20 years ago, that might have happened. Do you know what I mean? But I just think the standard now is way, way beyond then. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be, you know what I mean, more athletic, more disciplined, no drink. Now, some of these lads that are playing now don't, you know, won't even entertain having a drink. You know what I mean? I think Brown's, I'm not saying Brown's a pisshead, but I believe he's probably one of the old school type lad type footballers.
You know for a fine fact, Anthony Patterson, Dan Neil and Roberts gone out on the lash all the time. With Hume there as well. You know it happens. You just know it.
Yeah, but when you're young, you can get away with it. When you're 31, you kind of go for a skinful and turn up in the Premier League. It's just not going to happen, is it? Look, I'm just saying, like, yeah. Look, the standard has stepped up a bit, and I think, you know, it's passed. Unfortunately, I think it's passing by. I might look, could prove me wrong. I don't know, but that's what I think.
Cool. I'll add a quick comment from SJ, and I do agree with this comment. The whole team deserves to play in the Prem, but now we have to replace a lot. And I think it is just a case of, you look at this squad, by the way, the battery's died mid-bloody stream. This entire squad has to be whittled down to 28 players maximum. That is a lot more than 28. So we've got to get through it, which nicely brings us on to our next draw, though. Here we are. Abdullah Bar, Jay Mitete, Enzo Lefi, Milan Aleksic. I'm going to say sell, keep first team absolute every day and loan out for Aleksic. So sell Bar, sell Mitete, keep Lefi. Obviously, we just bought him. And Milan Aleksic, loan out to potentially another Premier League team.
I see one has golf before me. Cause
Paul, do you want to chip in? Yeah. Paul?
Bar, from what I saw Gateshead, sell.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Mitete, goodbye. Enzo Lefe, 100% keep. He's Reg's man, so got to keep him.
Yeah.
Milan, unless it's probably keep Ekwa, well, he's gone.
Whoa, you're going too far ahead, mate. You're going too far ahead. We're already doing a bank of four. But Mueller agrees with me on that one as well in the chat. Sell, keep, loan. Jacob?
Yeah?
Bar, Mitete, Lefi, Aleksic.
Bar, Mitete, sell. Enzo, just we've already kept him anyway, so yeah, stay. And then Aleksic, on loan. Send him on loan.
Yeah, everybody's agreeing with me. Alec, do you
want to
jump in then?
Well, I'm just going to agree with everyone. I mean, if you want me to go and pick up Barney car now and drop him off somewhere, I will.
Funny. I think that is the most easy middle line that anybody could do. Pub quiz, everybody gets it. Right. We have a very interesting row here. Because I think, obviously, some of the decisions are already made. Ekwa, Harrison Jones, Habib Diarra, and Noah Siddiqui. So, obviously, the last two players have just been bought in. We're keeping those. Pierre Ekwa's already been sold, so sell. The interesting one, and the more I think the actual conversation would be around Harrison Jones. So, welcome along to the conversation, Harrison. I am keeping you, but I will put you in the academy squad rather than the first team. I'd like to see you break through if required. I don't think this is your first, this is your season to shine in the Premier League. I don't think you're at that level yet. I'm not saying you're not going to be. I'd say I'm talking to him directly now. But, I think for me, he's definitely more, he's put in that squad, in that men's side, just because there might be a potential that we are looking to sell him and they're showing his stats and what have you. So, I think we'll keep him put him in the academy. And I'm going to go to Jacob first.
Yeah.
All right. Pierre Ekwa, gone.
Yeah.
Moon is doing exactly the same thing. Keep under 21s. Diarra, keep. and Noah Siddiqui keep. Right? Is there any wild takes? Any additional comments?
Who was after Ekwa then?
Harrison Jones.
He's under 21s really, isn't he? So you can
pop him back there.
Yeah. And then get a replacement for it, like find, you know.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. SJ's added, we've spent 65 million net spend so far. So if we sell some of these players, we can get PSR back up and then we'll be able to get better players in. So like I said, we've got to have a squad of 28 players. And what I can't work it out because it's not pretty mouse. But I don't think anybody I'm saying here is too egregious. I think the only one that might cause a little bit of debate after the fact is Patrick Roberts. Alan, do you have any comments on Ekwor Jones? I think the two new lads are two new lads. We haven't seen them actually play a first team game yet, like a competitive first team game.
I have no further questions, Your Honour.
Awesome. And on to you, Paul.
No further questions.
Oh, that's funny. Right, we're going to move on to the strikers now. Now, how many strikers have we got listed? We've got 7 strikers, so we're going to do a bank of 2, then the other bank of 2. And again, numerical order. So number 9 to number 15 is Luis Semedo, Eliza Mienda, Romain Mundell, and Nazari Rushen. So my takes on this is Semedo, loan out. Mienda, first team. Mundell, we would have sold. I would have preferred to keep. But now he's had his surgery, I think he's going to be just staying. Because nobody wants to buy a player that's going to be out for a minimum of 12 weeks. And then, yeah, Mundell's staying whether we want to or not. And I would prefer to keep him. And Nazari Rushen, sell as soon as possible. He's been out on loan for 2 years. He's not broken into the squad. He doesn't seem to gel with the rest of the camp. Yeah, so loan, keep, sell for me. Mula says sell, keep, sell. So there is difference now. There is difference. And Estia's sell, keep, sell. We'll go different order. We'll go Paul first.
Hamia, sell. Mienda, of course, keep. Mundell, keep. Russian, sell.
We buy players that are out for months on end. That's funny. Okay, yeah, I think you've pretty much agreed with SJ Mula there. Sell, keep, sell, right? Why are we getting rid of Semedo? Is it just because we've tried and failed?
Well, he hasn't made the standard, you know what I mean? He's been given chances and you know, he got chances in the championship and I feel like, you know, he hasn't made the grade, like, you know, so
that was Nislo for me, though, for what Regis said after Gateshead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the South Shields game, Regis basically confirmed that all, say, like, Matete and all them that played against Gateshead, every single one of them's up for sale.
I don't think he has the say in it, though. I don't think he has the say in it. I think he has sway in it, in that he'd go, like, I'd like this. It's like the 16-year-old girl in an American fucking sitcom. She goes to her dad, I want a Ferrari. That's where Reggie Labrie is.
I feel like they've probably had the conversation, like him and Speakman. They probably went, yeah. Do you know what I mean? They've definitely had that conversation, but it's... Well, I'm not saying hurry up, because we have done good transfer business, but I want to see a few going out. Do you know what I mean? Free up them wages, if you like. And, you know, the Xhaka deal and, you know, I know we're in for, I think it was in for a Colombian centre-half, is that right, from Bologna? I could be wrong.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, so, you know, we need to start moving a little bit quicker now. I still think we need a goalie. You know, not the hot back, you know, so obviously yeah, other goalies, but I still think we need a goalie. You know what I mean? So these players we're mentioning, I think it has to happen in the next week or so. Tomorrow, obviously, we play Hart. It'll be interesting to see what he does. Because will he go with the two halves of 11 players, or will he go with, you know,
his first?
Should be his first team. You know, we've still got a few games left. You know, he might not. He might do 45 minutes.
I think he's going to do everybody who's on the fringe first half and then first team. Or maybe the other way around, everybody's first team and then fringe players second half. I think Aleksić would have been one of those players I would have said sell, but I think he's played pretty solid in the pre-season.
I think he's looked all right. You know, he's still young. he's got quality, so...
Yeah.
If he's dead, I wouldn't be too arsed, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, all right. He's obviously a bench player.
Yeah.
Or a cup or a FA Cup player, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah, and SG has rightly put in there. Well, Speakman, I can't say his name. Giuseppe will be in charge of who we're buying and selling, but you can't say the coach has no influence. I'm not saying he doesn't have any influence. I'm just saying it's more like a teenage kid shouting that they want something to the parents. Like they will still definitely make that decision based on how well that shout is received. Like, I want ice cream.
I think it's meetings now, little board meetings. They'll have first team coach being there, Speakman being there. You know, they'll sit down. It'll be, I'm not saying a democracy, but it's not like the old days where Brian Clough was like, £400,000 and I want to buy him. You know what I mean? He barges into the office of the. I think if you watch the Damn United, just barges in the office of the chairman and demands money. It's not like that anymore. You know what I mean? So it's a structured business and the way they do business.
Something Until I Die with the fucking song clip. You know, he's like, we want a new song to amp up the fans. And then at the end of it, the guy just goes, yeah, you can't do that until you replace a speaker system. It's like...
We've come a long way from fucking Donald thinking he's fucking champ manager by paying $4 million for Grigg. Do you know what I mean? When he was told no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just interesting. I'll tell you, I'll go back to this last four row of players. I will definitely say Luis Semedo is not a number nine, or he's not the number nine for Sunderland. Like that, if he keeps that shirt number at the very least next season, that would be just injustice to football overall. Like he's not our number nine. And number nine is like the player you look to feed the strikers to even score like goals left, right, and centre. He's not that number nine that we want. So I do think that is definitely going to change. And then. Our final row, Wilson Isidore, Ahmed Abdullahi, and Ian Pevedo. And it's simple for me, keep sell. Just simple as that. Go on, Al.
Well, obviously Wilson's not gone anywhere. He's been a big part of this
campaign
of... He's just been a big part of the campaign of pre-season and, you know, kit and stuff like that. He's media. Abdullahi, I think it's hard to say with him because he didn't look great when he was on the pitch the other day. He looked... I feel like he shows glimpses of what he can do and then, you know, maybe it's a confidence thing, but...
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really know with him. If he stayed, I'd be like, again, he'd be sort of like Aleksić in that sort of, you know, that squad, if you like, the fringe players, the cup players.
For me, he's more like Isaac Lahadji. I know that. Exactly. Isaac Lahadji Lahadji was with us for, I think, summer to January transfer window. He played, I think, like 10 games. Had a couple of decent moments, but ultimately it just wasn't going to be in our squad long term. It just has that vibe to him. Like, don't get me wrong, I'd like players to come here and be successful, but I just haven't seen enough. And like you said, that pre-season game, he didn't shine the light on himself very, very well. He won't be sold, but this is preference, right? Keep, sell, says SJ. And Muller says keep, and sell to Ramsden Jewelers. What be <Pepino. laughs> Yeah.
To be honest,
I'm going to say
keep, loan, sell.
Keep, loan, sell. That's a cleaner way of doing it, isn't it? We were all very like, he's got to go or he's got to stay. There's no two ways about it. You can do both. Jacob, mate, any...
Yeah. Keep, is that out of the strikers we've got now?
Isidore, Abdullahi, and Pervedo. Perveda, sorry. I keep saying Pervedo. It's Perveda.
Is he a striker? I thought he was a winger.
He's listed as a forward, so...
He's not a fucking striker, I'll tell you that for now.
Just sell Pervedo, that's it, I think.
Get rid of him. I don't know if you, like, I literally just moved to Australia, like, this time last year, and I did a video on Alan Brown, quite excited, and then Ian Pervedo, and I was just like, oh. And I think I was justified in that. Hindsight is perfect, but some of the comments I had on that video were just like, what are you talking about? He's going to be class. Yeah, when he comes fit. And then Adil Oshish has been sold, hasn't he?
No, he's
on loan, but they've got the option to buy him.
Pervedo is not a striker. Yeah. And I think I'm going to go close that one down then. So, yeah. Obviously, there is a Dringer, Talby out there as well, not on the list. Yeah, fair. And we'll see what happens with the squad announcement. Because, do you think, have we gone past the point where we can release players? Because I know we do the contract retained list at some point, right? Anthony, is Pervedo even a footballer? That's harsh.
Tell you what, I've seen Pervedo score once and he was injured straight afterwards.
Is it like I've done my job now let me rest kind of thing? I don't know. I think I'll loop it all back into one clean sweep. Keepers, I think we do need to replace Mendy and potentially more. I think we need two go-to keepers for the entire season. We don't need three. The defensive positions, I think with our recruitment so far, we've covered one of the wing-backs, but we need a bit more cover centrally. And in the midfield, I think we've done a lot of recruitment, but we haven't done enough in the central defensive position. Dan Neil will get that by default, if not. And up front, just a backup option for... I just don't want this. We had that 16th place finish season where we were like, we need a striker. Then we got Rushen and Isidore. And I think then we got like five people who were all listed as strikers, and basically only now coming out of it, Mienda and Isidore are the two successful out of those five. So do we need five strikers?
I think we do, yeah. In the Premier League, yeah. I think we do. Injury, you know, like I said, all the competitions, competition places, it needs to be healthy. So I think five's a decent number.
I think it's overkill. We can't be spending, like, you got to remember, we can't be spending like the 10, 20 million on each striker for them to be a gamble. That's where I think we're a little bit...
Well, this, if you look at how big the squad going to be, 28, is that what you said?
28 maximum, yeah.
You're going to have three, four or five strikers in there, yeah.
Yeah, so we've already got two strikers we're definitely going to keep, Isidore and Mienda. So it's three more that I think we are looking at, but I think realistically two is something that we'd be okay with as a fan base.
to be honest. I'll say to Michael, Michael Powers, that is.
Yeah.
To give his full name. I said to him, actually, if we get a new striker, I actually think one will come in on loan. Because apparently we're going to look at the loan market. So I think one will come in on loan.
Yeah, and that's such a weird timing because Ethan and SJ says, we haven't loaned anybody yet. No, Ethan says, what a waste. What an amazing day for no reason whatsoever. Thank you. I guess. I agree. And we haven't loaned anybody out yet either, so we'll probably use that market near the end of the transfer window. So we do just need to, like, I think we need to know who our first team is. That's, I guess, where we're looking at. So, yes, Alan, back to what you said. I think today against Hearts, tomorrow for you, today against Hearts, the ideal would be know what that first team squad looks like for at least half the game. Like, this is our go-to 11. Is it a 4-4-2? Is it a 4-5-1? That kind of approach. Because once we understand how Labrie wants to set ourselves up for the Premier League, we can go for it. But we've basically been playing 4-4-2 for the entire preseason. I don't know. I don't get that. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, any additional comments? Are you looking forward to the Hearts game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going up my sister, leaving about 10 o'clock. They're driving up.
Oh.
So, yeah. Look forward to my, obviously, the first game of the season for me. That could be it.
Yeah, fair enough. Kind of better than that. Good, good. No worries. Enjoy the journey. Make sure you have like plenty of. If you're not driving, as in somebody else is, have a couple of bevvies. If not, plenty of energy drink. And yeah, I'll be doing a watch along. So if you can tell me which part of the stadium you're in, I'll keep an eye out for you on camera.
No idea, mate. I haven't even seen the ticket
yet.
Oh, fair enough.
If your name, Michael, Alan. Because Michael's going up in the morning.
Oh, is he driving it with you?
No, Michael's getting the train from Grand Central.
Is he? All right.
Cool. 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 We all know the whole midfield is new, and the ones playing going forward, is that'll be much clearer. Good point, SJ. And I'm sure the squad numbers have to be announced 1 week before the season starts. I thought it was 48 hours. But, yeah. Yeah, on that.
Obviously, I missed the start, but what was the overall?
The overall crack? So I brought up, and I'll show it just for the stream again. I brought up my the retro remake of the Lambton's centre-lined one, which is does everything right from a centre-lining of a football kit. Mm. The corporate, like the manufacturer details, I think is hidden down on the corner on the real one. Like, it's down by the official logo. It's just, it's less cluttered. I think the current one is too high. It's trying to get right in your face with all of the sponsors and logos. And it's basically, for me, I don't know if it was a consensus, but it's a 6 out of 10 Sunderland kit. It's not great, it's not terrible, and I think it'll be basically looked at retrospectively based on how well we perform or don't in it.
I think, for me, it looks well, but why did it... I know they're going to be basing it off the old Patrick kit, I think it is, or whatever it is, the 6088, I can't remember which one it is.
But yeah.
I get it, but why didn't you put the badge on the where it normally is, and a sponsor badge? It would look 100% better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's because it's a very, like, if you do a middle line, you've got to have a simple kit, I think is the basics of design, right? If you haven't it that cluttered, classic layout makes more sense. Left, right, middle with the sponsor. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, I now know Moolah's name. Glenn. Nice. Being Lee Laney? Laney, welcome along. Diarra Siddiqui in the middle. Talby and the Dingra wingers rest up for grabs. That's gonna be a really cool throw. Don't like the badge in the middle. There's too much there. There you go, cluttered. I think cluttered is the perfect way of describing this kit. So yeah, we talked about the home kit. I think for a little while actually. I said I really don't like the keeper kit. The green one looks like toilet tiles. I know you disagree with that, Alan.
But mate,
the green kit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of keeper kits anyway. I'm not the Bormy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think the blue kit is okay, and I think the home kit is okay. I'm hoping the third kit is a good one, you know what I mean? Well, yeah. When they did the advert, they showed... I don't know what they showed. I think they showed someone walking down. It was like the seafront, Kevin... on either bridge, and Kevin Phillips was on it in that, on the reveal. And there was one kit, it might have been the yellow and gold kit, I can't remember what it was. I don't know if they're like, is it suggesting that that's what the third kit is going to look like, you know, like little Easter egg?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe he's looking too much into it, but I think someone's already not leaked it, but said it's going to be black and gold.
I think that is the consensus. The black and gold leaked one. I don't know if that's the concept or the actual like DH gate one that you're talking about, but the black and gold one looks a lot better because I know the corporate sponsor, the W88 is also made gold. So I think that does kind of help that they've unified that style. But yeah. For me, I'm only going to get one kit this season, and for me, it's the away keeper kit, the black, pink, and blue one. Just that's my top favorite at the moment. But I'm waiting for every one of them before I make that purchase.
But they've done some other good like merchandise as well. You know, the tracksuit tops and that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a blue one I want that we were wearing at the start of the season. That I'm probably going to order. There's a good Hummel T-shirt that says Sunlun, so Sunlun.
Sunlun, saw that. Sunlun, no, I haven't. But, that's cool.
I like that T-shirt. It's a Hummel T-shirt. So yeah, I'm gonna get one off. I think it's probably gonna be the third, and maybe a tracky top or something. But I'm not buying a Hummel away kit.
No, to be fair, like you don't have to. there's some fans who like you need to buy the home kit, you need to buy the away kit, you need to buy the. No, you don't. I've already got like an absolute collection of Sunlun kits available here and in the UK. It's just like, if you don't like it, don't buy it. It's not the end of the world. Yes, it helps pump a little bit of extra money into the club, but yeah. If it's not for you, it's not for you. It's as simple as that, right? I haven't really gone through the training kits, but I think I prefer the blue, like the solid blue with the weird wavy red and white lines through it. That's the best one so far. But again, personal choices, personal preference. As long as you are happy with what you're wearing, go for it. And I think I'm going to wrap it up there because we have been live for a whole hour and a half. So the podcast is going to be very long. You can listen to this entire experience, as chaotic as it might be, without the visuals on basically all streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, that kind of thing. Just search for the Mac and Football Show. And that's it. Yeah, cool. Like, subscribe. See you on the watch along, I guess. Thank you, fellas, for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. See you later.
See you later.
See you in a bit.
To love what?